On today's show, the first pedestrian fatality from an autonomous car sends social media into a frenzy. The ZEV states, which are mandating electric cars, need to put their money where their mouth is. And Toyota unveils a flex fuel hybrid. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily, the show that's for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Yesterday, there were about 100 people killed in motor vehicle accidents in the United States, and about 6,000 people were hurt badly enough in car accidents to have to go to the hospital. But none of that was reported because the media was too busy reporting about an autonomous Uber car that struck and killed a pedestrian in Phoenix, Arizona. Social media lit up with people opposed to autonomous technology clamoring for these vehicles to be banned. And yet, no one has any details yet of what actually caused this accident. Also, largely overlooked was that there was a human test driver sitting in the driver's seat monitoring the car when it hit that pedestrian. When the facts do come in, Out of Line Daily will dutifully report them. And, oh, by the way, those 100 fatalities and 6,000 people going to the hospital, that happens every single day, and it's become so common that it never gets reported. Boy, there's a fantastic battle waging in the automotive supplier industry. Two different companies are fighting over control of GKN, the British engineering company involved in the automotive and aerospace industries. The idea is to break GKN into two different companies, one serving autos, the other serving aerospace. A British investment firm, Melrose Industries, in a hostile takeover attempt, is offering £8 billion in cash, while the American supplier, Dana, is offering $6 billion in cash. You would think that Melrose, by offering more cash, would be the better bid, but GKN's management actually prefers the offer by Dana. We'll know pretty soon how this is going to turn out. Any deal has to be finalized by the end of the month. And coming up next, Toyota unveils the world's first flex fuel hybrid.
Auto Line Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Every time you turn around, yet another automaker is launching yet another SUV. Yesterday, Volkswagen teased the new Touareg, and now it just released this sketch of a five-passenger version of the Atlas. And Automotive News reports that Volkswagen will introduce a new compact crossover that's positioned below the Tiguan. Internally, Volkswagen is calling this the Volks SUV, or people's SUV. Even though it's a global vehicle, it will not be sold in Europe because VW already sells the T-Roc there. The new one's going to be built in China, Mexico, Russia, and Argentina in 2020. The U.S. will get models built in Mexico, and Volkswagen is aiming to sell 400,000 of them globally every year. Toyota says it's building the world's first flex-fuel hybrid. The modified Prius can run on gasoline or alternative fuels like ethanol. It was developed for the Brazilian market, which relies heavily on ethanol for fuel. Toyota says this is part of its effort to reduce vehicle CO2 emissions 90% by 2050. Nine states are mandating how many electric cars automakers have to sell. And now it's time for those ZEV states to put their money where their mouth is. And that is coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
There are nine states that are mandating sales of electric cars, and it sure would help if those state governments bought the very kind of cars that they're mandating. Last year, there were just under 100,000 electric cars sold in the American market. That is only 0.7% of all the vehicles that were sold. But nine states are mandating that electric cars must reach 15% of sales by 2025. That means automakers would have to be selling over 1 million electric cars a year in those states. But consumers just are not buying them that fast. So sales will probably come up short by about 600,000 EVs. So some are suggesting that the states which are mandating electric cars ought to put their money where their mouth is and only buy electric vehicles for their government agencies. Even that might not be enough to hit the mandate, but it sure would help. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours tomorrow at noon. Yeah, tomorrow at noon. We're doing the show at a different time because the crew, like me, is traveling to the NADA convention this weekend. We will have the new Buick Regal Tour X in the studio with us. And if any of you have any questions about this station wagon, send them to viewermail@autoline.tv. And then join Gary and me for some of the best insider discussions in the automotive industry. And with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.